This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Tanine Bradford, and on behalf of the COPS office, I would like to introduce to you Maurice Klassen, a program officer with the MacArthur Foundation that is responsible for work on public safety, justice, police reform, municipal and neighborhood growth, and policy issues. Prior to joining the MacArthur Foundation, Maurice was a senior deputy prosecuting attorney in King County in Seattle, Washington. As a prosecutor, he handled cases ranging from gang homicide to domestic violence and managed 75 cases before a jury. In the last 3 years of his work, he specialized and led programs that use focused deterrence and community advocacy to reduce crime rates and develop alternative sanctions to incarceration. Prior to attending law school, Maurice spent 2 years on the staff of a U.S. senator. Today, Maurice is here to discuss the MacArthur Foundation and its work around policing and procedural justice. Welcome, Maurice.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to talk to you guys this afternoon.
Can you tell us a little bit about the MacArthur Foundation in relation to policing in the United States?
Our interest in policing really comes out of our decades of work in the city of Chicago related to neighborhoods and the health of the city. We, over the course of the last 10 to 15 years, invested over $100 million in the health of neighborhoods, and throughout that really learned, or actually probably just relearned, how important public safety and violence reduction is to the health of the community. Through that, we also funded various programs through the Chicago Police Department to help alleviate problems of violence and be able to develop new and innovative ways of looking at communities and violence reduction to the police department and its relationship with the community. In the last several years, we have funded programs through the Chicago Police Department to help with the John Jay College-supported violence reduction strategy, as well as the Police Executive Research Forum's reform efforts, or managing the reform efforts of Superintendent Gary McCarthy, a lot of which related to procedural justice. And over the last few years, what we've learned from that is how much a little investment can actually have in terms of reducing violence and also helping improve the health of a community. And so now we've begun to look at policing on a broader national scale, which brings into play a lot of the issues that COPS Office deals with related to focused deterrence and procedural justice.
So what is the MacArthur Foundation doing around procedural justice specifically?
Well, first, we're funding the Police Executive Research Forum, as we said earlier, to help facilitate some of the reforms that Superintendent Gary McCarthy has undertaken in the last 3 to 4 years. When Superintendent McCarthy joined the Chicago Police Department, he made it a point to implement a series of procedural justice reforms, including a across-the-board training of over 7,000 line officers in the principles of procedural justice as outlined by Professor Tracy Mears and Tom Tyler from Yale University. And PERF helped facilitate that reform, and we also are paying for the evaluation of that reform from Northwestern University and UCLA. We're also funding a two-wave community survey from Northwestern University through Professor Wesley Scogan to set out through community surveys over the course of several years an understanding of where the community thinks the police are doing a good job and its understanding of the police procedural justice reforms and if they think that they're actually having an effect. So that'll be in the field in 2014 and then again in 2015 or 2016. So it's actually a two-wave survey understanding what's going on with the reforms and if they're having an impact on the community level. And then from that, we've started, as I said earlier, to think about what we might be able to do on a national level. And so we're actually hosting a convening next month of leading academics and practitioners in policing to see what are the next stage of innovation to put that procedural justice and legitimacy that we might be able to help nationally.
So then why does the foundation believe procedural justice is an important concept for policing?
I think there's two things. First of all, Chicago is a city that has a long and fraught history with its police department and its communities. And we see procedural justice reform and legitimacy training as a way of addressing, particularly within the city of Chicago, its longstanding history of issues between the communities and policing. And secondly, you see it as on a broader level as actually having a major chance at influencing nationally the way that communities and police interact. We've seen, you know, a lot of the literature says that deterrence theory, classical deterrence theory, which says that people follow the law simply because they're afraid of penalties, is increasingly failing as an explanation for the relationship between police and the court system and citizens. And in fact, what actually is starting to take hold are these ideas from Yale and other places related to procedural justice that say, no, actually one of the major reasons that, that citizens follow the law is simply because they believe it's legitimate. And so whatever the police can do to make their actions in step with that legitimacy training or the legitimate acts, that can actually not only help a community heal its wounds related to the police-community relationship, but also can help decrease crime by helping communities actually police themselves and work better with police. On a personal level, when I was a prosecutor, I saw dozens, if not hundreds of times, the downside of communities that do not trust the police and do not believe them to be legitimate actors in terms of witnesses who don't want to participate, individuals who are victims and don't trust the system. All of that, I believe, and the foundation believes, can be influenced and changed by a proper training through legitimacy training and just procedural justice reforms of police agencies nationally.
Thank you so much for your input and your expertise sharing today. The field will continue to explore these areas and utilize the information that's shared through the podcast series to improve and legitimize the way they practice their profession on a daily basis.
Well, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all the work that you guys do.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.